الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أرسله معنا غدا يرتع ويلعب وإنا له لحافظون. وقد روي أنه صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: وإن لبدنك عليك حقا. آمنت بالله، صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected and honorable علماء کرام, elders, brothers, young friends in Islam, and sisters who may possibly be listening, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are, as of today, approaching a period of time when routines are going to perhaps loosen a bit. Schedules may change a little bit. They'll be a little bit more relaxed. And people will seek rest and they will seek enjoyment. Because you can already see on the faces of the youngsters a sense of relaxation. Exams are over. They're a little bit more relaxed. It was tense the last 2-3 weeks. Every single day, there was examinations, there was worry, there was concern. And now we are going to be a little bit more relaxed. And this deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, it allows for relaxation. This deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us, it allows us to change our routine, to change our schedule. But this deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with is a deen which is balanced. It promotes enjoyment without sin. It promotes rest without ghaflat and negligence. And it promotes leisure without forgetting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, one of the khulafa of our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, would say that tum apni qaid mein le lo to hum azad ho jaye. Tum apni qaid mein le lo to hum azad ho jaye. That, oh Allah, take us into your shackle and your jail, into your prison, so that we can become truly emancipated and free. If we want to become truly emancipated and free, we have to be chained in the shackles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And outwardly it seems that these are two opposites. How can a person be free and shackled at the same time? But for the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, to be free and to practice upon two opposites is something that is much, very much in the routine of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same poet Taib Sahib, he says,
Aankho ki siyahi mein jisne roshni bakhshi, aankho ki siyahi mein jisne roshni bakhshi, usne humko gham dekar gham mein bhi khushi bakhshi.
He says that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who in the blackness of the pupil of the eye, people have got different colors of eyes. Someone has got dark brown eyes, and someone has got hazel eyes, and someone has got blue eyes, and someone has got green eyes. But everyone looks through the blackness of the pupil of the eye. That is where you look from. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has put so much of color, all the different colors Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has put in the blackness of the pupil. Usne humko gham dekar, gham mein bhi khushi bakhshi. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He gave us grief, sorrow, worries, concerns. But hidden in all of those concerns, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed us with immense amount of joy and happiness. Because although there might be pain in fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is also immense amount of joy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses when a person is obedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So together with that pain, together with that gham, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses with immense amount of joy. So look at how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gathers two opposites, grief and joy together. Darkness and colors all together. Just like that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the poet says, that tum apni qaid mein le lo, to hum azad ho jaye. Oh Allah, you take us into your shackles. You chain us up in your deen and your shari'at, so that we can become truly emancipated and truly free. So it is a time of the year that yes, we are going to be a little bit free from our regular routine that we had during the year. It is an occasion when there is going to be school breaks, work leave, summer holidays. And our deen is not against any of these things. In fact, Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, under the verse of the Holy Quran, which I recited in the khutbah, أَرْسِلْهُ مَعَنَا غَدَيْ يَرْتَعْ وَيَلْأَبْ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. Under that particular verse, in which the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam asked Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi Yaqub alayhi salam, that send Yusuf with us tomorrow for a picnic. We will eat and play and enjoy ourselves. So Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi has explained that Yaqub alayhi salam was not against the picnic per se, the enjoyment per se, the unwinding. Yaqub alayhi salam was not against any of that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself has mentioned, inna li badanika alayka haqqan, that your body has got a right over you. Rawihu anfusakum sa'atan fa sa'atan. Every now and again, we have to take it a bit easy, because that is the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made our bodies. In English also they say, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. So all of these things in place. But we must, number one, not make holidays the objective of our lives. We must understand what the objective of holidays are. And we must do those things that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our holidays. And I felt that today we should touch on some of these aspects, some of the things that we should be doing. And I have made some notes. And perhaps we could try and discuss some of those notes and some of the things that we ought to be doing in our holidays and the things that we ought to be achieving in our holidays. And by no means is it to make our holidays boring. By no means is all of this or any of it to make our holidays boring. But remember the verse in which the poet said, "Tum apni qaid mein le lo, to hum azad ho jaye." O Allah, regulate us in your, according to your deen, so that we can become truly emancipated and so that we can truly enjoy and achieve the most of our holidays. There will be people who would perhaps be going out of town. There may be others who may not go out of town. And it's quite okay not to go out of town. Everyone doesn't have to leave their place just to have a holiday. And one of the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us in the Holy Quran is that we must be balanced in our expenditure. Al-iqtisadu fi nafaqati nisful ma'isha. Moderation in expenditure is half of economics. Moderation in expenditure is half of economics. Just because our neighbor or the person in the community might be going abroad for umrah, it does not mean that we might have a longing and feeling. If we don't can't afford it, it's quite okay. And we should not even put pressure on the heads of the family for these sort of unrealistic expenses. A lot of people today will be looking out for deals on various things. One person said that end of the month we must pay our electricity bill, otherwise next Friday will also be Black Friday. We must be realistic in what we do and what we want to achieve. So it's quite okay. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us or blessed someone with the means to go out of town, go abroad, then that is also quite okay and fine. Although it's not an objective, it's not a purpose. You're going out to take a little break, to see the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we have an opportunity just to take a drive to the beachfront, then that is the drive we should take to the beachfront. We are fortunate in Durban that we have an opportunity to go to the beachfront. But then when we go, then our objectives are not aimless objectives. We don't just go out just because everyone is going out and we go out and come back and that is the end of it. We go out and a mu'min and a Muslim sees the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from a completely different perspective. When you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ الْجَوَارِحُ فِي الْبَحْرِ كَالْأَعْلَامِ جَوَارِحُ فِي الْبَحْرِ كَالْأَعْلَامِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that these big and massive ships that are there at the harbor floating on the seas, there are signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that. When you see the sun rising, in normal days we don't realize. Subah hoti hai, sham hoti hai, umr yuhi tamam hoti hai. The sun rises in the morning, it sets in the evening. We don't get an opportunity to ponder and to reflect over the alternation of day and night. The different phases of the moon. If you got a free few days to think about it and to ponder and reflect, then that should be the sight with which we look at all of this. When we go to the ocean and we see, if I were to turn this glass of water upside down, then because of gravity, all that water will fall down. But if you ponder and reflect over the fact that South Africa is on the bottom part of the earth, but yet all that water is sticking to the earth. How is all of that happening? That the earth itself is rotating on an axis, and there's no column or pillar that is holding the earth up. Sara alam hai bekalam, vahre mere Rabbul alam. Sara alam hai bekalam, vahre mere Rabbul alam. These are the things that we need to do in the holidays. Sare arz o sama aur shams o qamar, sare arz o sama aur shams o qamar, dekh kar pa gaye apne malik ko hum. Our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab rahmatullah alayhi would say, sare arz o sama, the heavens and the earth we looked at, or shamso qamar, and the night and the sun and the moon we looked at, and by looking and pondering over all of these creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we had the opportunity to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi al-azim, there is so much in every single creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we must use this free time to ponder and reflect over the various creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You must use this opportunity to value the moments of time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Wallahi al-azim, we are made up of moments. We are made up of moments. And the Arabic poet, he says that every time a moment goes by, it is as though a part of you has dropped off. Except that it doesn't happen like that. It happens all of a sudden that one day we just drop dead. Otherwise, if you want to ponder and reflect over it, it's as though if an hour passes by, then just think of it as like one digit of my finger dropped off. And then another hour dropped by and another digit of my finger dropped off. And so on and so forth. But ponder over the free time that we have. Most of the time throughout the year we say, Maulana, there's no time. So whether that's a valid argument or not, I'm not going to even get into that. Because if a person at 80 can learn how to use Instagram, then he has a lot of time on his hand. And that's the reality. The only thing that we don't have time for are things that we don't give importance to. And that's the reality. And this is a time where we should be pondering and reflecting over these aspects. But ponder over time. Our Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Muhammad Taqi Usmani Sahab, Damat Barakatuhum, one of the salient features of his life. Wallahi al-Azim, he is the fakhr of this ummah. The crown on our heads. The necklace around our necks. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala increase, protect him, increase his life, allow us to benefit from him. But one of the salient features of his life is his time management. He said to us once that when I go home after Maghrib or after Isha, and I know that it is going to be the time for meals, and before the food is served, there is going to be 3 minutes, maybe 5 minutes. Then on the way from the masjid to home, I plan what I am going to do in those 3 or 5 minutes. I plan what I am going to do in those 3 or those 5 minutes. And the result of that planning is that like that, a lot of other work, but one of the kitabs which I wrote, which hundreds of thousands of copies were printed and distributed throughout the world, was written in those 3 or 5 minutes. In those 3 or 5 minutes, an entire kitab was written. That kitab is serving to guide the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam throughout the world. That kitab has been translated into many, many languages. But all of it was done how? With time management. Within those 3 or 5 minutes. Another thing that we should be doing in the holidays is that we should be striving to develop a curriculum and plan for ourselves to prepare for death. Life has become so busy that we don't prepare for death any longer. In Mufti Taqi Usmani Saab has mentioned in his Islahi Khutubat that there was a sheikh by the name of Sheikh Abdul Rahman. And that sheikh was very well known amongst the scholars. And scholars used to come and sit in his gathering. And one day a scholar came and sat in his gathering and asked, and there were many other scholars who were seated there, and came and asked him, that Sheikh Abdul Rahman, if you knew that you were going to die tomorrow. Because, look, death and the time for our lives, there's no holiday for that. If our death is written to come in the holiday period, it will come in the holiday period. إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. It will come in that period of time. And therefore, we should not be found wanting in terms of our preparation for that day. So anyway, Sheikh Abdul Rahman was asked by a scholar, and there were other scholars there, so it was a very interesting question, that if you knew that you were going to die tomorrow, within 24 hours, then what will you do in the next 24 hours? So Sheikh Abdul Rahman avoided the question. And he passed it on to someone else, and a discussion began amongst the people. And every person, all great scholars, someone said that I would do this, and the other person said I would do this, and one person said he would do that. And after a long period of time, the question now came back to Sheikh Abdul Rahman. And again he tried to avoid the question, but the people put pressure on him. And he said that whilst all of you were saying whatever you were saying, I was trying to reflect and ponder over what I would do. And I reached the conclusion that even if I know that I am going to die tomorrow, even if I know that I am going to die tomorrow within 24 hours, my day and night is already filled with so much activities for the preparation of death. There is no room in my schedule that I could add on and do anything more than I am already doing to prepare for death. Can you imagine what level it must have been in preparation? And when we value our time, then one of the things that we will desist from doing and we will protect ourselves from is engagement in futilities. Futilities, and even worse, in sin. And one of the things that is becoming a scourge in communities across the religious divide in South Africa is the sin of engaging in gambling. It is a sin that is happening, and it is becoming easier and easier. People no longer have to leave their homes to gamble. People are gambling online. And it is happening. And it is important for us to raise awareness with regards to this. The Quran has categorically prohibited these sorts of gambling. Some sorts of gambling are happening in such innocent forms. You ask people, what are you doing? They say, Maulana, I'm just trading. What are you trading? No, I'm trading currencies. I'm trading currencies. How are you trading currencies? No, on online platforms. And when you study the terms and conditions of these online platforms, then that what appears to be trading in currencies is nothing but betting on the movement of a currency. And therefore I find it important for us to raise this particular matter, because all of it is arising from a sense and actually a sickness that is there in the community of instant gratification, instant success. We must become rich immediately. Greed, for lack of a better term. Greed. And that is leading to all of these things. But when we spend our holidays correctly, then we will avoid these forms of futilities and these forms of sins that are taking us in that particular direction. Another thing that we must ensure during our holidays is that we perform our salah on time. That we spend our time fruitfully. That we dress appropriately. In the recent past, I have noticed in many, many wuzu khanas that people come in to make their wuzu. They might be wearing shorts under their kurtas. They raise their kurta and their shorts and their ties are showing. Inappropriate dressing. Visiting inappropriate places. Yes, we must wind down. We must enjoy ourselves, but not at the expense of the guidelines that the Shari'at has given us. Tum apni qaid mein le lo. Tum apni qaid mein le lo. To hum azad ho jaye. Oh Allah, take us into your shackles. Let us be governed by your Shari'at, so we can truly enjoy our holidays and our free time. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq of amal. There are many, many other things, and it is not the occasion, neither is there the time to discuss all of the aspects. But the purpose of the Jummah lecture is to guide our minds in a particular direction, so that we ponder and reflect over it for the rest of the week. And then we work out our own schedules. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq of amal. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala remove the plight, the pain, the difficulty, the suffering of the ummah around the world, especially in Palestine, in Sudan, in other parts of the world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant every form of goodness to us and protect us from every form of shar and evil. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.